Guys, I am really digging Ben Shapiro's rap song.
Okay, San Francisco, damn, I thank you for tuning in. Didi LaFrac, keep it real, won't you tell it like it is? Bohemian woman up in San Francisco, talking life, plenty convo. Super honest, you already know, the dopest, coolest podcast, yo. Yeah, sharing her life, her stories, I hope you ready, sit back, relax.
Didi Dam here for San Francisco Dam. This is your episode for Friday, February 2nd, 2024. How are you doing, everyone? Thank you for coming by and happy birthday to all of my birthday children, wherever you are in the world. I hope you're having a beautiful birthday, darling babies. Let me get right into it. This will be a shorty. Typically, when people say it's something's going to be short, it's not, but this will be. I am completely tickled by another man breaking the internet. Guys, this wasn't on my bingo card to be writing for Ben Shapiro, the squeaky little voice, conservative political commenter. You know, he talks really fast. Facts don't care about your feelings and things like that. Really fast, staccato, like a little drone, little robot. Well, Ben Shapiro, I think he's at the Daily Wire. He dropped some bars in a song by this white rapper. It's called Facts, and the white rapper is Tom McDonald. I think that's his name. I'm not looking at notes, guys. Ben Shapiro is spitting bars. He's spitting bars. God, I'm spitting saying it. Ben Shapiro. He talks about woke Karens. He talks about people dissing him. And he makes a comparison to Lizzo and WAP. I think it's very cute and motivated me. I should make a rap song. I think it's great. And I've been trolling people on San Francisco social media at my feeds and posting it to the sound of crickets. These phonies, these dystopia-loving phonies do not like Ben Shapiro's song. Guys, look in the description box and there's a link. You can go over there to X Twitter and see what's happening on San Fran Fentanyl X Twitter and how they're ignoring Ben Shapiro. I swear to God, these phonies here, they will go to their grave like snubbing a Republican or anything. It has to be Democrat. Although there, I'm not laughing at this. There's 806 citizens who lost their life in 2023, the highest OD case rate in San Francisco history. 806 people died of drug overdoses. But that's okay that the East Side is basically like a ghetto and downtown is deteriorating. That's okay. As long as it's not a rap song by a Republican. Well, I said this would be a shorty, and that's what I mean, sweetheart. You know, I am here typically Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Thank you so much for visiting, recommending, and I appreciate you subscribers. And, of course, happy birthday to all of my birthday children, wherever you are in the world. I am Dee Dee. I love you. I trust my vibe. San Francisco Dam.
Thank you for listening to San Francisco Dam with Dee Dee LaFrac. Remember to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Anchor App, Spotify, and wherever podcasts are found.